WMD's my butt. All right, all right. It wasn't Obama. It wasn't Bush. It was Dr. Oz. And I'm serious about this. Because Dr. Oz, right, is a cardiac surgeon. Dr. Oz is trained in cardiac surgery. That's what his skill set is. But Dr. Oz has no problem going on TV telling people everything they need to know about vitamins and herbs and medical nutrition and acupuncture and everything else. And Dr. Oz's show reinforces the social brainwashing, for lack of a better word, that the medical doctor, by virtue of their education, owns the secret decoder ring to all things medical. You wouldn't go to a chiropractor for advice about open heart surgery, would you? That's ridiculous. But when Dr. Oz gets in the public eye and talks about everything except what he was trained in, everybody bows in obedience. Oh, you're so great, Dr. Oz. This is a problem. Because it perpetuates the cultural myth that the MD is the undisputed king of medicine. And it's bad. We need to all collectively snap out of it. Gluten is the problem. In point of fact, wheat, barley, rye, and oats are the reason that your villi become damaged. And this is why, amongst other things, you must become gluten-free, and you must become gluten-free yesterday. By the way, we got a CT scan of Dr. Oz's brain. All right, it's Homer Simpson. So, the small intestine's job is to absorb nutrients into the human body. And that's where it connects to the large intestine. Tangy tangerine in a too concentrated of a dose will cause a problem there if the villi are messed up. Another thing that can cause this particular problem, diarrhea, is the white liquid calcium, either the Beyond OsteoFX or the Caltotti. So if you have somebody on the 90 for life and they get diarrhea, you need to look at altering how they're taking the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and or the liquid calcium. The most common calcium culprit here is the Caltotti, because the Caltotti has twice as much magnesium as the Beyond OsteoFX. So if somebody presents with diarrhea, you have to modify how they take the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or how they take the liquid calcium. And here's how you do that. Tangy Tangerine. If they're having diarrhea, and this, by the way, is a really good dosage schedule to start with. The dosage for Beyond Tangy Tangerine is one level scoop per 50 pounds per day, right? So if you're 200 pounds, you need four level scoops a day. If you're 100 pounds, you need two level scoops a day. Here's the best way to do it. Put one level scoop in 12 ounces of water, and take at least 2 hours to drink it down if you're getting diarrhea. If you're not getting gastrointestinal upset, you can drink it down in an hour. So if you're 150 pounds, you would need to do this 3 times a day. So you spread it out. Or if you're 150 pounds, you put 3 level scoops in 36 ounces of water and you sip from it slowly all day long. That's how you do it. Because remember, it's not the nutritional supplement, it's your body's inability to absorb it efficiently, so you have to nurse it a little. You have to give your body a little bit of a break, and it's easy breezy lemon squeezy when you do it this way. If it's the Caltotti that's causing the problem, the dosage for the calcium supplements is 1 ounce per 100 pounds per day. So if you're 100 pounds, you need 1 ounce a day. You're 200 pounds, you need 2 ounces a day. If there's a problem with diarrhea, what do? You break the doses up. So instead of taking 1 ounce all at once, you take a half an ounce. And you mix it with some orange juice or any type of citrus fruit, pineapple juice. Orange, pineapple, banana. It's one of my favorites to mix this with. But the acid, the citric acid, will help your body to absorb the calcium. It's a good trick. You can also mix the liquid calcium with orange juice and freeze it in a popsicle mold and give it to your kids. It tastes exactly like a creamsicle, and they will love you for it. That's another workaround for the products. So you dilute the doses, and you take them more frequently throughout the day. And that's how you handle it. Now, if you do that with the Cal-Toddy, and they still have diarrhea, you switch it to the Beyond Osteo FX. It's usually the Cal-Toddy that's the culprit because of the extra magnesium. But the Beyond Tangy, the Beyond Osteo FX can also do it. And if it does, you just need to dilute it because it's not the product. It's the person's intestinal tract that's the problem. It's an easy fix once you know the rationale behind it. Also, everybody should be eating one apple a day. Believe it or not, take an apple a day. Keeps the doctor away. There's a fiber in apples called pectin. And pectin is almost the perfect fiber for your digestive tract. Get into the habit of eating an apple a day, and your bowel movements will be magnificent. Now, what's the best way to take this stuff? Orally. Unless you're Dr. Oz, then I recommend a rectal implant. I really don't like Dr. Oz. And because he's a public figure, I can take a swat at him and it's okay. Now, don't bother about writing all this down, okay? On my website for free is good. On my website for free in 3 days, this document will be available on the front page for everybody.